I address a rumor about me and my comic strip. But first, a word from our sponsor. Do you suffer from TDS? If so, you need to listen. This is the Prickly City Podcast for, what week is this? It's August 13th. I'm Scott Stantis, sans Janine Fadich once again. Hey, listen, guys, I'm sorry. I've actually got emails and comments from people saying they want Janine back, and I don't blame you, and so do I. She's not, I swear to God, she's not like in a trunk somewhere or in the floorboards of our apartment or anything like that. She's taking care of some family business still. So she will be back next week and this podcast will be even better. But until then, I'm afraid you're just, you know, stuck with me. Sorry. So let's get to the comments. I did a week on TDS, which is Trump, Trump derangement syndrome. And it is a thing. And I'm frankly, sometimes I suffer from it. But it tends to get overwhelming and diminish what is or should be a very serious conversation. So I did get a lot of comments from this cheapskate. Zero wrote, buying into TDS means that Scott has finally bought into the entire web of lies that is Trump. The concept that to be critical of Trump is a sign of mental illness, a derangement right up there with dementia. Switching to Scott's usual page, he has taken on Trump, and I think he's talking about my editorial cartoons, but he refuses to do this in the strip, which apparently he has not read the strip very often. I've heard that Scott uses a ghostwriter for the strip. Maybe someone out there knows who this ghostwriter is. My question is, has Scott allowed his ghostwriter too much leeway? Well, Cheapskate, let me address that is the last part first and say that I don't use a ghostwriter at all. I have people edit the stuff because I'm the worst speller on the planet. But past that, no one else but me writes the comic strip. I do have an assistant who draws the strip for me, helps me draw the strip. And so then that would be Eric Alley, the remarkably talented cartoonist for the Illinois Policy Institute. And so that, I hope that answers your question. I have taken on Trump many times. In fact, he's one of the few elected officials who I've actually drawn and named by name and look. I draw him as a skunk, so I really don't buy that I never take the guy on. As Robin Hood writes, what? Mr. Stannis' warning that the constant hatred of President Trump is allowing liberals to blot all else, even to their own detriment. And that's absolutely true. Trump is temporary. Other issues will remain when he has gone. Spending so much time and treasure on nothing but him is misguided. You lose sight of the goal and assure President Trump's reelection. But it's your choice. Gorillazilla, I love that name. Gorillazilla wrote, TDS is as real as ODS, BDS, and CDS that came before it. And that's absolutely true. But, you know, I actually use the phrase in my comic strip that, you know, you don't think about the president as much as you think about him today, because he's always constantly at the top of the news. I mean, you could go days without thinking about Obama, you could go days without thinking about W, you could go days without thinking about Clinton, and the list goes on. This guy is, you know, writes and says such outrageous things so often that it's impossible to kind of hide from it. And so some people have written, this is from Nance 19 op-ed, people need to be careful not to have their heads blown up by the constant tweets and other distractions from Trump. I'm beginning to think this is true, by the way. That's me responding to this. She goes on to write, these distractions are being used by Trump in the Republicans to pack the courts, deregulate everything they can, destabilize ACA, and create a debt deficit crisis that will lead to them saying it is necessary to cut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and support programs while continuing to add to an already bloated military budget. It is exhausting to deal with the constant barrage of garbage from Trump, but people need to stay energized and vote. Contact your representatives. Talk to people to try to convince them of the dangers of the Republican plan. Calling Trump supporters stupid just gets them support even more. Really well put, Nance. Very well put. Thinking of Trump all the time, failing casino of the mind. I use that phrase, which I really kind of liked. But people took umbrage to that, of course. I'm going to say cafe cup. Remember the good old days when you heard about the president every couple of weeks or once a month, when he just did his job regardless of party and didn't force himself on you constantly with illiterate, nasty tweets, treason, and destruction of society? Remember? Well, Teresa writes, failing casino, GDP over 4%, unemployment lower than any seen during Barack Obama, minority unemployment at record lows, median family income up. If that is a failing casino, give me the address. I will move right in. You need to get past Mr. Trump's tweets. They are doing exactly what they are meant to do, irritate the mainstream media. The more they go crazy, the more we the people love it. And by you, I don't know what you the people means. I guess that means the 30% that support this guy. There's some truth to this. There's also some factual errors here. The incomes are just creeping up. I suspect with the unemployment rate being so low, the pressures are probably continue to make them go higher because people are having a hard time employing people. And when they do, they don't pay them an adequate wage, so they quit. We're actually having a higher number of that than in any time in our history as well. The GDP, true, up 4%. Minority unemployment, record lows. Absolutely true. Inflation is also up because of the tariffs, and it's losing jobs here in the United States, and agriculture is going to suffer. And I know that a lot of people are like, well, it's big agriculture, who cares? Well, I care because they do employ people and they do sell stuff overseas. So is this a failed economic policy? I don't think you can say that. You know, I can always go back to the old chestnut that the president gets too much credit when the economy is good and gets too much credit when the economy is bad. But I think some of the policies have been hurtful. I think that the inflationary policies of debt and deficit spending, which we are doing at a almost record rate, we're going to zip past $20 billion in national debt very, very soon. And we're going to, you know, the Office of Management and Budget, the OMB numbers going forward tell us that, you know, this is just going to get worse if we don't rein in the spending. But apparently we're not going to do that. Teresa ended by saying, by the way, still love reading your take on life every morning. Much more enjoyable than the St. Louis Post pissed patch. I guess that's the Dispatch. Teresa, I got to just say, I love the Dispatch because they run Prickly City. So God bless them. But I understand your frustration. And finally, I ended the week by Winslow saying, let it go. And Wayne S. says, Winslow uttered the first common sense thing that I've read anywhere in a long time. Just let it go. And you know what? I mean, because I'm an editorial cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune, because I create Prickly City, you know, I obviously have to immerse myself in this stuff. And it gets so overwhelming that there are times when I just take the weekend off. And if I can offer you any kind of advice, let me offer you this. Take a day off. You don't even have to take a whole weekend. Take a day off. Leave the phone at home. Go someplace nature-y and nice. We have here in Chicago, live downtown, and they have a bunch of little parks, kind of like little corners of parks. Here in Millennium Park, for instance, they have a place that's a wildflower garden, and it's wonderful. And you just sit there, you take a deep breath, you look at the bees doing what bees do, and you look at the flowers blooming, and you feel the sun on your face, and it feels great. And for a few hours, just a few hours, you just let it all go. And then you come back and you know, you can be frustrated and angry. And frankly, there's a lot to be angry and frustrated about. For me, it's because Janine's not here and I miss her a lot. So she will be back next week. And I want to thank Brian Altimer. I really screwed up today. I've had two big screw ups in one morning. First thing is, I know this is such an old guy thing to do. I cut my own hair. I use the number 7 trimmer, right? So, it's longish enough so it doesn't look bad. I did it over the weekend, and I look at it this morning. It's going, well, that's kind of lumpy. I should probably even it out. I take out the clippers, and I don't know how I did it or why I did it. What the heck happened? But instead of a number 7, it was a number 4. So as Janine likes to describe me, I now look like a retired high school football coach. So that was mistake number 1. Number 2 was Brian Altimer was running a little late. So he said, hey, why don't you log on to the computer and you can record this yourself, get started at least. I did. Apparently, I was doing something really wrong because I did it too many times and I locked Brian out of the computer. So before I sign off, I want to offer my apologies to both Janine for my hair and to Brian Altimer because I locked him out of the computer, and I hope he still has a job. I suspect he does, but we'll find out later. I'll keep you posted. So thank you, Brian Altimer, for putting up with my shenanigans. Thank you, WGN and WGN Plus, for helping me make this podcast and recording it and letting me use the microphone and for hosting it. You guys are great. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen Winslow, go to Prickly... Go to... I'm sorry. Stumbling all over this. Go to gocomics.com/pricklycity, and you can even register if you haven't already. It's kind of a cool little thing, and it's free, so you can't beat free. So that's gocomics.com/pricklycity, or you can leave a comment. Maybe we'll read it here on the podcast, or you can actually contact us directly at pricklycity@gmail.com. That's pricklycity@gmail.com. That about covers every base I need to cover. So until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.